قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِّي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ
O Prophet, say, ignorant people, do you bid me to serve any other beside Allah?
وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ
Tell them clearly that it was revealed to you and to all prophets before you. If you associate any others with Allah in His divinity, your works will surely come to naught, and you will certainly be among the losers. Tell them clearly that it was revealed to you and to all prophets before you. If you associate any others with Allah in His divinity, your works will surely come to naught. If someone engages in polytheism, none of his deeds will be accepted as good deeds. He will not be rewarded for any of the deeds that he performs as good deeds because of his polytheism. In view of this basic error, his own life will simply be one of utter loss and futility.
بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ
Therefore, serve Allah alone and be among those who give thanks.
وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
They did not recognize the true worth of Allah. Such is Allah's power that, on the day of resurrection, the whole earth will be in His grasp, and the heavens shall be folded up in His right hand. Glory be to Him. Exalted be He from all that they associate with Him. They did not recognize the true worth of Allah.
The unbelievers are unaware of God's glory and greatness. They have never fully appreciated His exalted status that makes the deities they worship pale into absolute insignificance. Astonishingly, however, such people look upon the objects which they themselves have made into God's associates and partners and then consider them to be worthy objects of worship.
Such is Allah's power that, on the day of resurrection, the whole earth will be in His grasp, and the heavens shall be folded up in His right hand.
In order to emphasize God's absolute control over the heavens and the earth, the Quran has recourse to the metaphors and the heavens shall be folded up in His right hand. Just as it is easy for someone to hold a ball in his palm and doing so does not weary him, so it will be on the day of judgment when the heavens and the earth will be rolled up in God's hand. This image is especially presented to the unbelievers who are ignorant of God's greatness and glory, so as to impress on them that for God the universe is no greater than a ball or a handkerchief. We find traditions in Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Bukhari, Muslim, Nasai, Ibn Majah and Ibn Jarir al-Tabari on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar and Abu Huraira to the effect that once when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was delivering a sermon from the pulpit, he recited this particular verse adding, God will rotate the heavens and the earths, that is, planets, in his palm, as a child rotates a ball. He will pronounce, I am the one God, I am the King, I am the irresistible. All greatness belongs to me. Where are the earthly kings? Where are the tyrants? Where are the mighty ones? While recounting these words, the Prophet, peace be upon him, shook so violently that the companions feared that he would collapse on the pulpit.
Glory be to him. Exalted be he from all that they associate with him.
On the one hand is God's infinite glory. Just bear that in mind and then bring to mind the pettiness of holding other objects as associates with Him in His Godhead.
وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون.
And the trumpet shall be blown, and all who are in the heavens and the earth shall fall down dead, save those whom Allah wills. Then the trumpet shall be blown again, and lo, all of them will be standing and looking on. And the trumpet shall be blown. For an elaboration of the trumpet, see Al-An'am 6, note 48, Towards Understanding the Quran, volume 2, page 244. Ibrahim 14, note 57, volume 4, pages 276-7. Taha 20, note 78, volume 5, pages 223-4. And Al-Hajj 22, note 1, volume 6, pages 5-6. And all who are in the heavens and the earth shall fall down dead, save those whom Allah wills. Then the trumpet shall be blown again, and lo, all of them will be standing and looking on. The present verse states that the trumpet will be blown twice. In Surah Al-Naml 27:58, however, there is reference to a blowing of the trumpet preceding which all creatures will fall dead with dread and awe. A hadith, therefore, speak of the blowing of the trumpet thrice. One, the first such occasion will fill everyone with awe and dread. Two, the second will cause everyone's death. Three, the third will bring about resurrection. All the dead will rise from their graves to appear before their Lord.
وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون.
The earth shall shine with the light of its Lord, and the scroll of deeds shall be set in place, and the prophets and all witnesses shall be brought, and judgment shall be justly passed among them, and they shall not be wronged. The earth shall shine with the light of its Lord, and the scroll of deeds shall be set in place, and the prophets and all witnesses.
Included in this are those witnesses who will testify that they had conveyed God's message to mankind. There will also be those witnesses who will bear testimony to the deeds of people. These latter witnesses may not necessarily be human beings. The angels, the jinn, the animals, the limbs of a person's own body, the physical environment, and the trees and stones may also testify to men's deeds, each in its peculiar manner.
وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ.
And everyone shall be paid in full for all that he did. Allah is best aware of all that they do.